Coming up, a heartbreaking story out of Georgia where a wife was completely locked out from seeing her hospitalized husband. Stay with us to get the facts on healthcare proxies and how protecting your family is the ultimate act of financial stewardship.
It's time to chart a course to the promised land of financial freedom.
And y'all, setting clear retirement goals is a focus.
This is the Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs.
Let's talk about the green flags.
Helping you raise your money and your life to a higher standard.
And welcome to Prosperity Playbook. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, the one and only Nicole Gibbs. Nicole, once again, great to be here with you this week. We had a great show last week on Memorial Day weekend, and I find this fantastic. Love spending time with you each week. How have you been?
I am great. I cannot complain at all. We're basically like maybe what, 2 to 3 weeks from summer? 6/21 yes. is when summer comes in.
Officially, you know, sometimes it gets here a little earlier, the humidity.
Yeah. Because May act like she had somewhere to go. She had her bags packed. She was ready to go because it's already May 21st. So I'm just like.
Time flies when you're having fun. Yes. May has packed her bags and is ready to go. Yeah.
She's out of here. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it just seems, I can't believe we're already, May is almost over with, and we're headed into June, into summer.
Oh my gosh.
This year has flown by for me. How about you?
For everybody, and I feel like technology is the reasoning behind that. Because
On
our phone. Yeah, we're always on our phones. Access to information is right at our fingertips, either on the computer or on our phones. So I just feel like technology has sped up time. Because when I was a little girl, summers were the longest. Getting to Christmas was the longest. And getting to my birthday was the longest. Now they're coming like... So yeah, that's my take on time.
Wow, I love that take. That's a great take because, and I think you're right on. Technology has a lot to do with it. I never thought about that, but we spend so much time on our phones and we're just zipping through things with technology that it used to be long time periods would go by between things happening.
Yes.
Now things are happening constantly. Every second can be something new on your phone, another meme, another message to a friend, another show someone's binge watching, another game we're streaming, playing games with people all across the world. You mentioned that you're into that. That's really cool. And it's a fun way to socialize with people all over who have similar likes. I mean, you can go down rabbit holes on any subject or topic now.
Don't get me started on the rabbit holes because I love going down them dark rabbit holes, especially on the spiritual things. Like I've learned so much over the past 7 years going down
rabbit holes. When it comes to theology, I do that too. I mean, I love to read books by different people and, the takes on what did the Bible really mean when it said this? Or what is true, faith look like and how can it help us in our everyday lives? There's a lot of great resources out there for people.
I agree.
So today, I mean, the teaser before the show, you said you had a heartbreaking story and it is serious. And things like this happen. But talk to us about this. You mentioned the story where the wife was denied access to her husband. So we're talking about the vital need for healthcare directives, I assume.
Yes.
And this there's a very serious headline to discuss today. It was we spotted this one on Shine My Crown. It was written by GNY. It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a tough one, Tony. The headline basically reads, "Wife denied access to husband shot 6 times by police during traffic stop."
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, I need to take care of my husband. It's basically, and it caught me. It stopped me dead. And you know, when you're scrolling, some of them things will make you be like, what? oh, I need to read this. I'm clicking on this. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
Georgia woman is demanding answers after her 64-year-old husband, Rodney Moore, was shot multiple times by DeKalb County Police during a traffic stop on September 24th, 2025. Since then, he has been held under police custody at Grady Hospital in Atlanta without any contact with his family. Can you believe that?
Terrible.
So when I meet with people, I always tell them, hey, have you gotten your healthcare proxy? And they're probably like, girl, we don't need that. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about investment. I want to talk about
savings. Young and healthy. I don't need a healthcare proxy.
Yes, you need a healthcare directive or proxy. Yeah. My heart goes out to this family, Tony, because while this is an ongoing legal and civil rights investigation, it highlights a terrifying reality that many families face during a sudden medical crisis, losing access and losing your voice. And the reason why she lost access is because of free. First of all, healthcare proxies or healthcare directives, they're online. All you have to do is find someone that has a notary that can notarize it once you decide who you want to be that director. So I think that's super important. Let's think critically about how we protect our households in medical emergencies is what I try to tell them when we meet. So the power of the proxy, a healthcare proxy or medical power of attorney legally designates someone to make medical decisions for you if you cannot. And people think that this is something that's light or, oh, this ain't nothing. It's super important. You could get in a car accident and be injured and can't make the decision. Wonder if you're hospitalized and you can't make the decision cognitively to tell doctors or nurses what it is that you want. That healthcare directive comes in and does the work for you. HIPAA authorizations also is important. You might be married, but without a signed HIPAA release, hospitals and doctors can legally withhold medical information from your spouse. Did you know that, Tony?
No, I didn't know the spouse thing or HIPAA. I have a medical power of attorney and the healthcare directive, and I have a financial power of attorney. I think those are both important, but I hadn't heard about the HIPAA authorization. I didn't know they could withhold it from my spouse.
Yes, that is how private HIPAA is when it comes to your personal health issues. So Google it, ChatGPT it, Gemini, whoever you use for your AI, get on there and research this and make sure that you have whatever release papers you need so that you could, if this were to happen, it's a part of your financial plan. Living wills and advanced directive are important as well. This outlines exactly what your wishes are regarding when it comes to life support, resuscitation, if you're in ICU, like all of those things need to be spelled out, period, especially if it's not already for you. I think that's super important. And that's one of the reasons when you meet with me, when we talk and we start talking about the financial plan, I get all the elementary things out of the way. The things that you think is simple or doesn't make any sense or you just haven't thought about it, I get that out the way first. So this is one of those things that we get out the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's great. And I'm glad you talked about this because a lot of people think either, oh, I'm young and healthy, it doesn't apply to me, or they think I'm married, so I'll automatically get to make the calls if my wife's in the hospital. No, that's not the way it works. You have to have these legal documents in place, and it's so easy and inexpensive to do. There's no reason not to. People put this type of thing off because they don't like to think about these situations ever happening, and hopefully they won't. But you can print it off for free and sign it. I mean, it's unbelievable, right?
It's the biggest misconception people have. True prosperity isn't just about accumulating wealth. It's about proper stewardship and putting a protective wall around your family. If you don't have your estate planning and medical directives in order, the state or the hospital system could step in. Get these documents drafted immediately. You see what happened to this lady. I also was listening to a podcast and a guy was basically saying he did not want to get life insurance because he felt like as soon as he got life insurance, time would be ticking on him to die. I was like, what? Are you serious? He was like, it's spooky. It creeps me out. And I'm just
No.
A lot of people don't get life insurance because of that. Oh, if I get life insurance, crazy. I might die tomorrow. That is absolutely crazy thinking, guys. Let's change our mindset. Okay.
Do you have insurance on your house? Well, you have to if you own a home that you legally have to. Do you have insurance on your car? You better. You have to. Do you have health insurance? That doesn't mean you're going to get sick. But eventually we all pass away. Eventually we all get sick. And eventually somebody door dings us or something happens and we back into a pole accidentally. You're going to need it maybe eventually, but because you have it doesn't guarantee it's going to happen. That's crazy talk. You can't let that's just an excuse you're making up because you don't want to deal with something. But we should take a moment right now. We're going to come back and play this really cool thing called the Pick Two Prosperity Game. And I can't wait to put you on the hot seat here, Nicole. But before we do that, Nicole, let our listeners out there know you're offering a no charge, no obligation consultation, right?
Yes, absolutely. And when you meet with me, we basically meet you where you are. And this is for our serious listeners that are interested in a financial plan. We meet you where you are. It's a no-cost obligation to sit and talk with me. Our conversation, first of all, is a discovery call. The first call is a discovery call where we just get to kind of know each other. I see exactly where you are. And then from there, we build and we try to figure out how we can get you to where you are. You need to know what your number is when you retire. What do you want that number to be? Do you want it to be $2,500 a month, $5,000 a month, $7,500 a month? Whatever that number is, you tell me what that number is and we create a plan to help you get to that number. Are you in debt up to your neck? Do we talk about that? We talk about debt reduction situations and strategies to kind of help you get that out of the way. Before you go into retirement. We also talk about if you want to actually have your mortgage. Do you want to have a mortgage in retirement or do you want to pay that off? Those are all the things. Like, we talk about all the things in this particular review. You can reach me on prosperityplaybookradio.com. Automatically jump on my calendar once you sign up.
For those that do want to call and try to schedule something there, use 888-919-0024. You can call 888-919-0024 and you got to tell them you heard about it on the show, on the radio, and on the podcast, and that you'd like that no charge, no obligation consultation. All right. Well, now on the Prosperity Playbook with our host, Nicole Gibbs, we're going to play the Pick Two Prosperity Game. And we love a good thought experiment here on the show. And I know you love games, Nicole, and you love experimenting and figuring things out. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Nicole.
Tony. I want to say this, though. I didn't mean to cut you off. Yes, I love games, but tricks are for kids. So don't come over here with the tricks.
Tricks are for kids. No tricks. That's right. You don't put up with that. You don't put up with that. But you're in the hot seat now. You can only pick two of the following options.
Okay.
This is the prosperity game. So you get two, but you can only pick two of these options. You can choose from a new house that has a $10,000 per month mortgage or a $10,500 per month mortgage. Let's up it even a little bit more. That's a hefty mortgage.
Yes, a
credit score of 859. That's a great credit score. You can get a $260,000 salary. You can retire now or $200,000 in cash, lump sum. Of those things, which would you rather have? A new home? The 859 credit score?
Absolutely.
Okay, you're going to pick the credit score. You already know. Okay.
I'm picking the 859 credit score because with a credit score of 859, you can go anywhere and do whatever you want to do. Okay. That's what I feel.
Okay. And then what's your second one going to be? $260,000 salary, retire now, or $200K in cash?
It's definitely not going to be retire now because I love working. I absolutely love what I do. I don't even know when I get to retirement age, if I'm going to retire. I'm always going to be doing something, I'm sure. Writing a book, doing some being a professor.
I believe that about you. You're going to keep going. And that's the key to life. That's the key to health and success, actually, and happiness, is to keep going, have a purpose. I'm going to do this as long as my voice holds out and as long as you'll have me, Nicole.
Yes, I know that's right, Tony.
What's the second one?
$260,000 salary, because that's $21,000 a month. And if you are aspiring to be a millionaire one day so that you can help other people, you have to make $84,000 a month. So I would take the $260,000 salary and the 859 credit score. What about you? What's your two picks?
Immediately, I know the smart pick is a $260,000 salary. That would be that's for sure. You picked that one and I would for sure pick it because some people might say, well, $200,000 in cash right now or a new house. No way. You're going to make a lot more money by taking the $260,000 and investing.
Yeah.
That compounding interest on the money you make, that's a lot of money per month.
That's huge.
But then for my second one, I was not as sure. You went right for the credit score. I'll be honest, before you said that, I'd probably copy you because I know that this is your area of expertise. So I'd go with I'll roll with Nicole on this one.
No, you got to pick your own answer, Tony.
But I don't know. For the second one, if I could have the house outright and I wouldn't have to own a mortgage, I might do that. But because I think property is a good investment, but it would either be a new house or the 859 credit score. I would not do retire now, and I wouldn't do the $200,000 in cash. Lump sums are no good because guess what? That would be taxable.
Yeah.
And $200,000 would you get $200,000 in cash, you're going to be in a rough tax bracket. It's going to affect a lot of things. People don't realize that when they get bumped into a higher tax bracket, they lose a lot of benefits. The government gives you benefits based on lower income. So you lose that. So I would not do that. I would do the $260,000 salary and probably the 859 or the new house. So
I think when we break it down, when you think of the reality check on the house, and the house is a $10,500 mortgage per month mortgage. That's a massive liability.
Yeah,
I couldn't. But if you're making the $260,000. It's not that bad, you know, when you kind of think about it. But because if you're making $260,000 in salary, you're bringing home $21,000 a month. So your mortgage being $10,000 a month isn't bad, but that's a huge liability if you were to lose the salary, right? Unless you have the income to support it, picking the house is a fast track to being house poor. Yeah. Just based on our experience and then the reality check on retiring now. Retiring now sounds great, but what are you retiring to without the cash flow or assets to sustain it? Early retirement just means running out of money faster. So you just want to sit around and just, or travel and just do what you want to do, but you don't have a plan. Retire now is great if you have a plan. So I will say that the $260,000 salary, you would have massive cash flow. And then if you chose the 859, like I said, so I want you guys to choose this too. I want you guys to pick on what you would choose based on your situation. With a $260,000 salary, you have massive cash flow. With the 859 credit score, you have ultimate leverage. You can use that perfect credit and high income to easily acquire $200,000 in cash through strategic financing, business funding, or investments. You can buy the real estate on your terms, and you can build a portfolio with fixed index annuities and IULs that will allow you to retire comfortably and securely when the time is right. So I was thinking in the sense of a financial advisor. I'm like, okay, as a financial advisor, I'm choosing the things that's going to allow me to make the money grow.
Yeah. See, you can achieve those other goals in a better way. You can end up with all those things if you make the 859 and the 260. You made that clear. That's amazing. Because that $200,000, if you took the $200,000 cash, then you're not able to leverage your high income and flawless credit. They're too strong of points.
Yeah.
So Yeah. So I think this is really great. I'm glad we played this little prosperity game because I think it really, you really illustrated a great point there that salary and credit score are really beneficial versus even a lump sum in cash.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. 100%.
Huge. Well, and then to tease what's coming up here, you have to ask, what's the one piece of money advice that you wish you could send back in time to your younger self? I have a few.
You do? I'm definitely interested in hearing that when we come back.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, let's talk about how people can get a hold of you one more time. I'm going to throw out that website for you, Nicole, because Nicole is, she's got some openings in her schedule to meet with you. No charge, no obligation. You can ask questions. She can see where you're at, run some reports for you, help you out. Go to prosperityplaybookradio.com. That's prosperityplaybookradio.com. Now, let's talk about this letter to our future selves, Nicole.
Okay.
I mean, we talk a lot about strategies and tax codes and insurance vehicles, but let's get personal. What advice or message would you give to your future self regarding this?
So if I'm talking to my future self, Tony, my message is all about staying the course with stewardship because that's important. What falls under stewardship? Consistency and discipline. Those are the two most important things when you think about stewarding something. I would tell future Nicole, never forget that prosperity is a tool and not a trophy. Let me have some fun with her too. I'm going to be like, Nicole, listen, girl, don't be going over here and spending all this money on that stuff you were spending money on when I was young, because I come from a two family home and my dad, I don't know, he had four girls because my mom, you know, he took care of all of us, right? So we never really had to worry about anything. He was born in 1955, and he is one of those people that just, he has that, I don't know, he's a manly man, you know. These men these days, Tony, I don't know, they'd be talking about the 50-50 and all of that. My dad never did that. I don't know anything about a 50-50 talk because my dad went to work and my mom took care of us. And then once we graduated from high school and we went to college, then she started her career as a nurse. So I never heard 50-50 talk when it came to money. Now, I will say this, even though he took care of us, it crippled us because we are super, we're not spoiled rotten, but we spoil. And these
no, Nicole, you're not spoiled. Don't.
I was spoiled until I was about 30 years old. I'm serious. My dad, anytime I needed anything, Daddy, I called. I'm telling you, that's just how I just, hey, Daddy, I don't know what, Daddy, I call my dad and he had to put his foot down. He literally was like, look, you are grown. I don't have to do these things that I'm doing for you. That was then, this is now. So I had to learn to be responsible because having a parent that, you know, that feels like, okay, I got these girls, you know, I got to make sure I take care of them. He did what he was supposed to do. So to my future self, Nicole, be grateful that you had someone to help take care of you, but they did not instill saving. They didn't instill strategy when it came to finances. You know, even though he was good with his money, I just never knew how to be good with my money until I got into this field. I took a personal finance class in college and the things that I was like, oh my God, this is what finances is all about. And I became intrigued and I was like, oh, okay. So this is how I stay on track with my bills. This is how I need to, like, I had to teach myself how to write out all my little bills in a planner. That's where I get it from. I write my bills out in a planner when it's due, you know, so I am not shocked when it comes out of my account if it's something that's on auto draft or something like that. And, you know, I haven't overspent, but I had to teach myself those things. So I would tell future Nicole, you need to save more than you spend as well. I would also tell her that you should tithe, and you could tithe any way you want. You could tithe at church. You could tithe to a charity. You could tithe to someone who may be needing some help because they fell on hard times. So you should tithe 10%. And then the other 10% basically put up for yourself. And then the 80%, you kind of do what you, you know, you pay for your bills, you pay for your expenses, you do the fun things because life is boring without fun, right?
Right.
So I definitely would tell her that. I would tell her to give because first of all, I'm a giver anyway, and I'm a free-handed person. And anybody that knows, like my friends from back in the day, they're like, you all that free-handed going to make you end up empty-handed. You got to stop being free-handed. And when my friend told me that, I was like, that makes a lot of sense. But what she didn't realize is that the more you give, the more you get. Going back to that game we was talking about, there's this... There's this alliance. So we're in this alliance, right? And you have to contribute to the alliance to build up all of our materials for this war, right? So on the alliance, I'm always one, two, or three because I'm the most giver. But I'm like, they don't even realize that. The more you give, the more you get. So the more I give to the alliance, the more rewards, the more diamonds, the more resources the game gives me. And they don't know that little trick. But it's a universal law. So wealth is meant to circulate. It's not meant to hoard and just keep for myself and be selfish and stingy. Like, that's not who. I don't even know how to be that way. I don't even know how to think like that. And I'm grateful for that. I remind my future self to keep funding community initiatives and financial literacy seminars. I'll remind myself to, you know, invest in this, put money up for a radio show because you're going to have one day, girl. Like, I would tell her that. So yeah, those are my things. What are your two, Tony? What would you tell your younger self, especially about prosperity and finances?
Well, the main thing would be to start putting money away, saving earlier. You know, when I was in my 20s, I didn't save anything. I wasn't giving to a 401k. I wasn't saving for retirement, even into my 30s. When I started getting pay raises and getting better and better jobs and earning more and more, I would have said, you have to put at least 6% into a retirement fund. When I had my first full-time job, I said, do that or put $200 a month into a Roth IRA. I would have told myself to do that. And then when you're 65, you'll be a multimillionaire. Had I known that, I think it's all about compounding interest.
Yeah.
I would have said, don't sweat the small stuff. Trust compounding interest. It's the greatest asset we have. So save, sacrifice to put $100, $200 a month away into a Roth. And by the time you're 65, because of compounding interest and how the market's averaged over the last 100 years, we know, you know, minimum probably 7% returns. At least that's what it's done over the last 100 years, more 10. If you even figure low, like 7, be a multimillionaire with tax-free money I was 65 to retire. So I think it's huge. And that's what I told my daughter. Started doing that at 21. I told her that if I could tell my younger self anything, I'd tell him that. I mean, other than invest in Apple and Microsoft, you know, obviously there's those. Starbucks. If you had a time machine.
Don't forget about Starbucks.
Don't
forget about them too.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I would have done. But this has been a great discussion today. We're out of time again. If time flies when you're having fun, Nicole, we said that last week.
Yeah, we said that in May. May has taught us that time is flying.
Yes, it has. She's packed her bags already. So before we go, Nicole, tell us about what you're offering. And I know you'd love to hear from our listeners out there.
So literally, when you decide to meet with us, our serious listeners, when you decide to meet with us, we literally meet you where you are. We talk through a discovery call to see exactly how we could help you. The way to actually get on the calendar is to go to prosperityplaybookradio.com. And once you're on the calendar and we have our conversation, it's super it's super relaxed. It is, you don't have to feel like I'm going to be invasive because I'm not. I just really want to help people in my community when it comes to financial literacy. That is my ultimate goal. So yeah, just kind of help you and meet you where you are.
Awesome. Well, Nicole, great show today. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Prosperity Playbook with our host, Nicole Gibbs.
Thanks, Tony.
During this show, Nicole Gibbs provides general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and is not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and products or services should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory services. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Ross Dixon. By contacting Ross Dixon, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.